And now, James Gravel.
Did you know that the Bible says it is from God and then backs up that claim with unique proofs? There are many different religions in the world today, some of which have their own special books that tell their adherents what to believe. The Mormon Church has the Book of Mormon, Muslims have the Koran, and the Hindus have the Vedas. But these books were written by men, not by God. No other religion on earth has a book like the Bible, which is the basis of Christianity. The Bible is the only book authored by God. And that is not just something that we as Christians believe, it is something we can prove. One unusual thing about the Bible is that it claims to be from God. The books of other religions do not make such a bold claim, but the Bible does. The Apostle Paul wrote in 2 Timothy 3:16, "All Scripture is inspired by God and is useful for teaching, for reproof, for correction, and for training in righteousness." The word inspired comes from a Greek term meaning God breathed. Within the Bible, in fact, we find phrases such as God said, "These are the words of the Lord," and God spoke more than 2,700 times. Undoubtedly, the Bible claims to be the Word of God. But is it? Well, of course it is, and we can know that it is. One of the things which proves that the Bible is from God is its unparalleled uniqueness. In the entire world, there is no other book like the Bible, which was written under God's direction over a span of 1,600 years by more than 40 different men from various walks of life. Moses was a shepherd, David was a king, Peter was a fisherman, Matthew was a tax collector, and Luke was a physician. Many of these men never knew each other, yet they produced a book that has a unifying theme. The theme of the Old Testament is someone is coming. The theme of the New Testament is someone is here. That someone was Jesus Christ. Every book in the Bible fits together perfectly like a key fits a lock. Could all of this have happened just by accident? Hardly, but there is much more. Join us in our next program as we continue examining the various proofs of the Bible's inspiration.
This is the gospel of Christ.